It's the WEOL High School Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21, Deanna Realty, Rakanushi, Tom Evans here with you on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM on the mobile app and online anytime over at WEOL.com. Well, let's waste no time here, Tom, and turn our attention to the hotline as we welcome in Mr. Santa Claus. Well, at least that's the role he played last week, getting us some North Ridgeville wrestling garb. It's head coach of the Rangers wrestling program, Joel Melvin, kind enough to, well, first share some shirts with us that we've been wearing proudly, but also he joins us now on the hotline for the Wrestling Recap. Coach, thank you for joining us. How are we doing?
Great, guys. How are you guys doing?
We're doing just fine. How's the season been going for you thus far? I know Tom will certainly have some detailed questions for you, but just kind of a general perspective and overview, if you will, of how things have gone for the Rangers so far this year.
I think right now we're starting to trend in the right direction. Took us a little while to get going. Obviously, every year since we've been here, it's been a numbers game. And, so when we wrestle dual meets, we're always behind the eight ball there because we're giving up so many forfeits. And it took our guys to start a little bit of time to just start putting some moves together, some chain wrestling, building their endurance. And, you know, over the course of the last few weeks, we've just seen a tremendous amount of improvement, mat awareness, and all the things that we've been preaching throughout the course of the year. So it's been good. So,
Joel, just to talk to you a little bit, Rotari and Bober have been pretty consistent all year, just had a really good weekend over at the Genovese over at Orange. And Caleb Grimm looks like he might be hitting the stride a little bit. Talk to us about some of those individuals and what they're doing for you right now.
Yeah, those three guys seem to be leading the way. I just had this discussion in practice yesterday about how just sitting on the outside watching, like, Nate Bober's finals match, we really saw him strategically wrestle that match. 2 years ago, or even last year at some point, guys want to go throws with Bober. He's like, let's go. Sometimes he would get it, sometimes he wouldn't. At this point, it's a 9-8 match. I see the kid is just coming in ready to try to hit a 5-pointer, if not pin him. And I just saw Nate just kind of tie up, and you saw him kind of just shimmy his hips and lower his level. And the kid tried throwing him, and he just went dead and ended up getting a two and a two back points. So to be able to watch him put things together has been great. Same with Ian. Ian has been working hard in the room. He's been kind of working through some difficulties with feeling moves as when they happen. And then this weekend, he put it together. I actually told him yesterday too, like, I was watching him do a move and I saw it click because he smiled in the middle of a match. And then he just started laughing. He said, yeah, that's when I felt it. So, and Caleb's just a hard worker. He's only in his second year of wrestling, and he just comes in every day, great attitude, just wants to bring it. And he always asks questions. He wants to learn. And whenever he loses, he comes off and says, I'm sorry. And I said, you don't need to apologize. But that just shows me he cares. But when he wrestled Matten from Delta, who was a returning state champ and projected state champ, the only time he didn't apologize, because he ran through the buzz, he was put through the buzzsaw, and he just came out and goes, whoa, what happened? And I went, yeah, that's a state champ for you.
Joel, is that an issue of, especially with Ian and Nate Bober, is that maturity? Is that schedule and matches, or is that a combination of both?
I think it's a combination of both. Both of them, like, Ian's been with us since middle school, 7th and 8th grade. But unfortunately, his middle school years were like the COVID years, when we had like three kids and his drill partner was a heavyweight. And Bober is same thing. He came out in 8th grade. He's just an athletic kid. So, it's just a credit to the assistant coaches who've been working with these guys just over and over. And, just telling them, hey, you're still making these mistakes. We got to do this. We got to do that. And then, you know, it just clicks. So, I think it's a combination of both.
Joel, talk to me about the season right now. You know, I think we're at that point where we're done with big tournaments, and the focus is, you know, you've got a conference tournament left, then you've got sectionals. Talk to us from the coaching point of view, coaching standpoint, what you're doing now in practice and what you're doing, what you're looking for in matches leading up to the conference and then getting into the sectional tournament time.
Yeah, we're at a point in the season where now it's just, it's the drill. It's the fine tune. Let's correct the little mistakes. We're not really looking to do like the mass instruction. We're not showing any crazy moves right now. So we're just looking to clean things up through repetition. We have a tournament this weekend, our last tournament. We're out of Toledo Weight, which is a new tournament. I don't know anything about it, but some local teams there. I think Elyria and Elyria Catholics there. But at this point, it's just kind of like get through the conference duels and stay healthy, continue to build that endurance, and just get ready for a nice postseason run.
Good deal. Well, Coach, thank you very much for joining us here. We always appreciate the time. Thank you again for the garb. I'll certainly be wearing that proudly, even at basketball events, as Tom was joking there.
Especially at basketball events. Not even, especially at basketball events. They need to know.
Good deal. But, Coach, yeah, thank you again. We appreciate it, and best of luck the rest of the way. Hopefully we'll be catching up again here soon.
Thanks, guys. You're the best.
Thanks, Joel.
And that is North Ridgeville Wrestling head coach Joel Melvin, kind enough to share some time with us here on the Wrestling Recap. And like you said, Tom, obviously numbers have always kind of been an issue over there at North Ridgeville, but he still gets the kids working hard, and you can kind of see the growth there, saying kids, you know, he's smiling, he's laughing, and, you know, when things are clicking, it's a good scene over there.
Yeah, his kids have done it, certainly on the individual basis. He had Eddie Powers the last couple of years. He had some really talented individual kids. I think he just has to get over that hump, and I think he and I have talked about that a number of times. That kind of trails back to the youth program, and you really got to build some strong foundation there to see it. And that's the problem with that is that's 4 or 5 years before that pays dividends for you.
Exactly. So big thanks to Coach Joel Melvin for joining us. Again, we always appreciate his time. Hopefully we'll be catching up again with him here shortly before the end of the season. So we'll step aside, take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll dive into some of the results from this past week and weekend, and then take a look at what's coming up in the local high school wrestling scene. It's all right here on the WEOL High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. You're listening to it on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM on the mobile app, and Tom are online
at WEOL.com.